Moving to Africa, there are signs that political tensions in Zimbabwe are easing now that the country's power-sharing government is getting underway. And there are other signs that the economy is doing badly. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports.
After years criticizing veteran Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe, the United States has commended the new unity government he set up with his political rival Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai. The two demonstrated rare unity Saturday by marking Zimbabwe's Independence Day together for the first time. The success of the new government is critical to reverse the economic decline, but the partnership is still shaky and key issues remain unresolved. One is a review of the appointment of Mugabe's controversial central bank governor, Gideon Gono, who has been criticized for policies fueling hyperinflation. Yesterday, he admitted raiding hard currency accounts belonging to private businesses and aid organizations without permission to keep cash-starved government ministries operating. Now, with a U.S. dollarized economy and Zimbabwe's own currency suspended, Gono appears to be fighting to hold on to his job. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Johannesburg.